Thank you very much. Well, praise the Lord. What a blessing it is to be able to share this opportunity with you. First of all, let me start with this to the church. Just simply thank you. Thank you for the last, I guess it's close to 9-10 weeks have quite honestly been just amazing to see the Lord work. I want to thank the church for first your prayers, more than anything your prayers, because it was so clear even with teen camp, Brother Reza said that, Brother, you've got people praying on this. And it's so clear how the Spirit of God's moving. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your giving, both to camp and also to Mount Salem and all the different efforts. It's hard to believe how quickly all of this kind of culminated. It was about the first week of May that we announced that we were going to be going to Mount Salem. And we knew with the type of investment that it was going to be for our young people and their families. So we did everything we could to make sure that we can raise that money. And in 5 weeks, we raised close to $15,000 by way of begging for pennies to washing cars several times over, thrift yard sales and a big garage sale here and all kinds of things, making meals, all kinds of things, pretty much nonstop, doing everything we could to raise that money. And praise the Lord that he provided and then some. So that was pretty much the first 4 weeks for those that were going to Mount Salem. The week after that was training for junior counselors at camp, for junior camp. And we had a week of training and service and work days that week. And again, it was all part of, I believe the reason why I'm mentioning all of this is I believe it was all part of the preparation of the hearts of our young people, right? The week after that was junior camp. And just an incredible week that it was, even for our young people, just the opportunity to serve after they had already got their hands dirty. And I think it meant a little bit different to them, meant a little bit more to them for junior camp. And the week after that, for those going to the Mount Salem trip, we had an electronic fast. Right? Now, what does that mean? That means no electronics. That means no cell phones, no iPhone, no iPads, no tablets, no computers. Right, they still can run a vacuum and they still can run a microwave, so they can still do their chores and eat appropriately. And we had activities every single night for that. Next week was then Mount Salem. Right, we went. It was an 18-hour drive up to West Union, West Virginia, and an opportunity for our young people to have a camp just for themselves. And that's what I wanted more than anything else for them, is just to kind of get away. Sometimes Camp Glory becomes so much their camp that it loses its effect to a certain degree. It didn't this year, but to a certain degree it was. And I think being at Mount Salem really helped that, prepare their hearts for it. And then, of course, we had camp 2 weeks ago with Brother Areza there. And just to see the working of God and to see him change the hearts of our young people from the first week of May to even today. We want to make sure to have that opportunity for our young people and even our counselors to be able to share that with you for a few reasons. Number one, because it's something that's worth glorifying God for, right? More than anything, that's why we give a testimony, right? Because as even Miss Anna just read, it is no secret what God can do, what he does for others, he can do for you, right? And what God can do in these young people's lives, God wants to do in your life just the same, in the life of your family, right? In the life of those around you, he wants to do the same thing in your own life. But then also, it's an encouragement more than anything to pray for them, right? As many of you know, decisions are hard to keep, right? Whether you make them at camp or not, and we've all been there. Last week, I was at the Sword of the Lord conference, right? I had the opportunity to kneel and pray every service where I surrendered to preach. And I just went back to that altar and continued to do business with God and met with him again. But it doesn't come without prayer. So let me encourage you to be in prayer for our young people and old people alike. But we're going to have several services of testimony starting with tonight. Some of them have to go tonight, so we need to make sure to get them up here. We're going to go ahead and start. I'm going to stay up here to kind of move things around. But I'm going to start with Brother Caleb Shear. All right, he's going to go ahead and come up, and we'll have them just kind of move all the way down the row. All right, so make sure I gave them a piece of paper to kind of give them an idea of what to say. Don't forget your name. If you're going into a grade for school, okay, make sure to do that. And again, as I told them, what God did in your heart is just simply what you want to share with our people. Brother Caleb.
All right. Well, I'm Caleb Shear, technically. If you want to give it a grade, I'm going into 15th grade, my junior year at Landmark Baptist College. And camp was a blessing to me. I was put in a cabin with visiting churches, with a visiting church, and I was the only white person in the cabin. Not anything bad, but it was a blessing because I was out of my comfort zone, because I was with people I'd never met except the pastor. And the pastor was Shelton Williams of Macedonia Baptist Church, and I was with their teen group, and it was a blessing. I got a burden for those boys at the very beginning of the week because I realized that some of them boys were not there for camp. They were there for themselves. So most of them had an okay profession of faith or a good testimony, but a lot of them did not. And it was the second day of camp, and Dr. Vasilis was already threatening to throw them out, and I'm like, oh no. And it was the second day of camp, and we already got the stinky sock. I'm like, oh no. It was a lot of things that were up against us, but God just gave me a burden. Not only just to encourage a pastor who felt like he hadn't had help in a long time, but for those boys. And one by one, I got to lead them to the Lord and deal with them personally at the altar and see my whole cabin get saved. And what a blessing it is. Our God is still mighty to save. So my favorite part of camp came at the end of the week. Pastor Shelton Williams has been the pastor of Macedonia Baptist Church for about 30 years now. And to me, it felt like he hadn't had help in a long time. He hadn't had someone to come along and encourage him. So I talked to him all week, and I was just asking him questions. I was like, so how long have you been married, Pastor? He goes, I've been married 24 years. I was like, that's amazing, sir. And all these things he said. So how long have you been married? I was like, oh, I'm not married. He's like, what? You're not married? I'm like, no, sir. And it was just a blessing just to get along. And there are some things that went on that I knew that if I didn't do them, he was going to do them. And I didn't want him doing that. I want him to have a week of rest. So I was like, Pastor, I'm going to take out your trash for you. All these things just because he needed someone to encourage him. At the very end of the week, he came and gave me the biggest hug I'd ever gotten from somebody. Because I came along and God blessed me with an opportunity to give him some help that he needed. And it was a blessing to see that youth group change in a week, that God got a hold of their hearts from being some kids who did not want to be at camp to one of them talking about how he's so glad he got saved and how he's not going to hell no matter what. And what a blessing that was to see. God worked in my heart for that cabin. God worked in my heart for a burden for our teens and just to minister and to minister to those boys. The decision I made was really just to keep going on, to keep coming back to camps and to keep working with kids because they're absolutely worth it. Even when we can't see their value sometimes, even when we think they're not, God knows they're worth it. Amen. Thank you for all you do for our camp and all you do for our college and all you do. We have a church of servants.
Amen.
Not only with your prayers, but with your hands and everything that you do. And what a beautiful, wonderful church this is. And without you, Camp Glory can't happen. Without you, Bible College can't happen. Without you, so many things can't happen. So keep going for God, because it's worth it.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Caleb. I've spoken with Brother Williams. You can come on up, Brother Aaron. I've spoken with Brother Williams since then, and he's still on fire, just so encouraged with his young people. Last year was actually the first year they came to camp, and it was only a week or two after he ended up, as the pastor, also having to take over the youth group. And to see some of those return from last year, this year, but also a new group come, I realize I don't have any intent on throwing anyone out. All right. But a lot of times they just need an eye-opener as to why they're there. And that's what some of those boys needed, the reality and understanding that people sacrifice for them to be there, right? And it completely changed their outlook throughout the entire week, and it changed just to see what God can do in that one week. Pastor Carter, I believe the devil sent an Achan there as well that week, right, to try and deter some things, and the devil's messenger, and praise the Lord that the Lord identified it early. But someone came to me and mentioned that, this group of kids that you have here, you know, this isn't a church camp. I mean, maybe you should consider having a separate camp, a bus camp and a church camp. And that's not my heart. That's not my burden. In fact, I've seen church kids that are harder hearted than anyone else. And I've seen some of the most tender hearts come through a perceivably or proverbially a bus kid. And I think that's what you saw, in fact, during that week, was just an amazing testimony of what God can do, regardless of the background, regardless of the upbringing, regardless of wherever they are in life, just how God can work. We had people, we've got some counselors here that have been in church, and young people that have been in church all their lives and got saved. Amen. And that's just a testimony. Again, we had 27 souls saved there at teen camp, and then 13 surrendered to full-time service, not just from our church, but from many other churches. Brother Aaron.
Well, my name's Aaron Sigmund, and I just want to say that camp was certainly a blessing to me. The truth of it is that you're about to hear testimonies from a lot of the campers and how God blessed them, but I can say as a counselor, I went out there to be a blessing to them, but God blessed me through them, and that's true anytime that you do God's work. Anytime you're willing to do the work of our Lord, he'll bless you for it. So, and I know that many of you sitting here, you know that truth much more than I do. You've been serving the Lord much longer than I have. But if you're sitting here and you haven't really gotten to work for the Lord yet, or he's working in your heart to begin working in another area of ministry, I just want to encourage you to do it, because you won't regret it. I'd also like to thank you. As a bus captain, it was also a blessing just to be out there and to see my bus riders and my bus workers out there working for the Lord, serving the Lord, being blessed by him and growing in him. Just a special blessing. As a bus captain, I got to give out some of those free weeks to some of my bus riders that really aren't free at all, but they're paid for by you all. And two of them in particular, their extended family kind of moved to Poinciana, where my bus route is, not long ago. And then that mom heard about the church, got online, researched the church, saw that we were having a camp, wanted to send her kids because she went to camp, a church camp, when she was young. And then some of her extended family, and the two that I'm talking about, particularly this was her extended family, weren't living with her yet, but just through housing troubles or whatever the situation was, moved in with her. And then those were some of the riders that we were able to give free weeks to, because they weren't there during the campaign to earn their free week. They came in after that, and we were able to still give them a free week so that they could go to camp, just like, you know, their family members that had been there for the whole campaign and had earned a free week. And both of those that came in from I don't know where, the Lord knows where they came from, but moved them into that house just in time for them to come to camp, one at junior camp and one at teen camp, and both of those young people got saved. Amen. And I can tell you that was a blessing to me just to see, and I got to lead one of them to the Lord personally and knelt down with him at the altar, and they had good church background. It was things that they had heard before, but and it was the first service of teen camp that I got to lead one of those boys to the Lord. God had already been working on his heart just through the couple weeks that he had been coming to our church before. And then just as soon as he got to camp, God worked in his heart, and I was able to speak to him. He already knew really how to be saved, went through the Romans Road very quickly with him because it was things that he knew. And I gave him my testimony and asked him, do you want to make that decision today? And he did. He bowed his head. He prayed. And he said, you know, I don't really want to pray out loud. I told him, you know, that's between you and the Lord. And really it is. And he bowed his head. He prayed. And when he was done, I asked him, now, did you mean that? Did you really believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? He said, yes, I did. And I told him that you can know that you're going to heaven, that you don't have to doubt. And I sat there with him and I told him, you know, it wasn't an accident that your extended family moved to this area just a few weeks before we started our campaign, and they found out about our church. And his stepmother found out and contacted the church and got all those things set up for her kids to come to church, but then and to camp. But not only that, but that it wasn't an accident that whatever troubles they had, they wound up moving in with her for them to be able to come to camp, because God knew that they needed salvation. God knew that they needed to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. God did all of that for them, and it wasn't an accident. And you could see just the realization of all that on his face and how thankful he was for God's grace in his life. And really just through all that, you can see the value that God puts on each and every one of our souls. Amen. God loved him, brought him to camp in that way so that he could see him saved, and God loves each one of us the same way. Just want to thank you, church.
Amen. It's always a wonder how people end up finding Camp Glory. There's obviously, we had many visiting churches that came, but there's also those, there's always that few that just kind of look it up online or just kind of stumble across it, not necessarily by people visiting or inviting them, but just kind of finding out about camp and then showing up at camp and then getting saved at camp. All right, and what a blessing that is and a testimony. We'll have Brother Ben, one of our teenagers, give his testimony now.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Hogan. I go to Landmark, and I'm going into my 12th grade year. And if I could just say, God's been good, and he's just blessed so much. Just the fact that being able to raise $15,000 to go to Mount Salem, that's just incredible. I just can't believe it, how much things have gone into play for us to be able to go to not just one camp, but to two. And how, like he said, it prepared our hearts so much, and it just meant, it meant a lot to me, because I've just been dealing with a lot of stuff, and being able to get away and get out of my comfort zone and be able to just hear God's voice, and him being able to speak to me on Mount Salem, it was just a blessing. And you know, it's just amazing how God works and how he puts us out of our comfort zone so he can speak to us, and how we need to do that often, how we need to realize that we need to get away from the word and our stuff, and he gives us these opportunities, and that when we do take them and we listen to God, that he will speak to us and he will work in us. And then, you know, that just preparing my heart, just being able to be tender at Camp Glory, and God just continued to speak to me there and just help me stay strong in the Lord and keep on with the decisions that I have made, but also just make new decisions. The Lord worked in my heart about being a better example in my youth group and at my school, and just being the best that I could be to glorify the Lord in wherever I am. And just all the things that have gone into play, thank you, church, for all the money that you've given, the prayers most of all. And you know, I just thank you for all of you, because you guys are testimonies. Just seeing all of you at church, it means a lot to someone like me, because just seeing how faithful you people are, just coming every single week, and I always know so-and-so is going to be at church this week, and being able to see them and see how God's worked in your life and how God has blessed in your life, I know that God can work in mine. And so just being able to see that, I want to thank you, church, for all the blessing you've given on. Most thankful to God, because just looking back, after all the camps, I looked back, and I was that Saturday, and I was like, God has worked so much. I mean, that was 18 hours of driving. That so many things could have gone wrong, but I have a God that just keeps us safe. And just those blessings and all the blessings that went into just people giving money. I know some people just showed up and just donated. I mean, that's just amazing. And I know, you know, I can trust in God to provide wherever I am, and that he will speak to me and work in me. And so just thank you again, and praise the Lord.
One thing I do want to also make mention of, I know Ben didn't make mention of it, but particularly Thursday evening was a special night there at camp, when we have we usually have our testimonies, our bonfire testimonies, and you'll hear more of that through here, but our bonfire testimonies went until about 2 o'clock in the morning. They usually end a lot earlier than that, usually as early as 11 o'clock, but they were going until 2 o'clock in the morning, and quite honestly, we kind of had to cut it at that time. Now, during the campfire testimonies, God was working in our youth group. Apart from the testimonies, Brother Ben and a few of the other boys were, even for as early as right after the evening service, were up at the altar. Brother Ben's shared with me the burden that he's had for our youth group for some time. I've been praying with Brother Ben, not only to be a leader, but also that many leaders would stand up in our youth group, because not only our youth group needs it, our church needs it, our school needs it, and really our communities need it. And even that Thursday evening, immediately after the evening service, a small group of them started praying. That small group turned into a few more. And then as the Lord, and listening to the testimony of some of the teenagers, it's like they were just drawn to the tabernacle. They were outside doing stuff, and then they were drawn towards what's going on in there. And there's a group of young men there praying, and that just started to grow and started to grow. And on next Sunday evening, I'll actually have a slideshow with some of the pictures of there. I purposely stood back. I wanted to let just God work. And while all the testimonies were going on outside, God was, I mean, there's tissues everywhere, tears and snot everywhere. Just people getting things right with themselves, getting things right with each other, getting things right with the Lord, right? And it was just an unbelievable sight to be able to witness and to see, and even better for me to say that I wasn't involved in it, right? Just to see God do what he can do if we just let him do it, right? And that's, I know I wanted to make sure to mention that. Ben's humble enough not to make mention of it, but I know that some of the other people will make mention of it, and I'll just break the ice for them, so... Zach, why don't you come on up?
Hello, my name is Zachary Real, and I went to a teen camp, and it was, I thought he said something, so teen camp was really...
Just say, it is I. Go ahead.
Teen camp was really enjoyable, and Thursday night, like how Mr. Vercellis was saying, God was working, and it was really amazing to see that, to see also a couple of my friends, you know, just get right with things in their lives and start coming to church more often, and, you know, it was just really amazing, something I haven't seen in a while, and, you know, and when we went to Mount Salem, God was working in my heart, and, you know, in prayer, we need to be more sincere, because if we're more sincere, then He'll answer our prayers, and that's what I've learned. And so, yeah.
Amen. Come on up, Xavier.
It'll never be easy to talk in front of this group. Holy. All right, my name is Xavier Norfolk Jr. I'll be going into 12th grade at Landmark Christian School. Camp was a blessing, and I'm just gonna cut straight to things. I'm gonna be completely honest. I didn't want to go to camp. I thought of it as like a waste of time. Like, why am I gonna go somewhere for a week, nothing to happen, then I'm gonna go back home, and nothing to happen at home. But when I tell you, every sermon I heard at camp broke my heart.
Amen.
Whew, it was like I'd be falling asleep, struggling to stay awake, and the preacher would just say something that right there. He didn't need to say it, but he did. And it touched my heart and broke my heart when I heard it. And, I'm nervous. It happens every time I talk. Ooh. It was a blessing. It was a really amazing blessing to see change happen in a youth group that you don't even attend, but you know who attends the youth group. And just seeing, like, everybody at the altar really changed my perspective as to seeing how different preachers can come through, they can talk, and they can get no reaction out of the crowd, but one person, all it takes is one person to say, I'm gonna change, and that one change can create so much more. I think it was either eighth or ninth grade, David Gall. It was, oh man, that name, David Gall. Ooh, I remember. So we have a little camp retreat on Friday, I believe, the first week of school. And I went with a group of boys. We prayed. And that prayer definitely changed our life. But as life went on, God slowly removed those people that were around me out of my life. And I faltered. But this year, I made a decision to resurrender my life to the Lord. And every day, I get stronger and stronger in the Lord. It's a blessing.
Amen. As Xavier mentioned, as far as the altar call and just the way that everything was, as far as invitation time, there wasn't a single, and we had invitations. I wanted to even give, actually I did give an invitation after the morning devotion, even midday service and evening service. Every single service, every time we had an invitation, the altars were just flooded. And exactly how Xavier said, that's how revival works. It starts with one, right? Just like a fire, it starts with one. And what a blessing it was just to be able to see and to witness that. Elijah, why don't you go ahead and come on up.
Hello, I am Elijah Vercellus. That's my father. And I'm going into 11th grade. And I just want to start off by saying thank you, church, for all the money that y'all gave during the fundraisers and everything, and all the prayers during camp, all that. And Mount St. Louis was really good. We had a lot of fun. But especially at our camp, it was a real blessing being there. And like they said, the last day was really good, like that last service, and especially the bonfire afterwards. And I made a decision to be the right example in the youth group. And it was really good, like seeing a lot of my friends get saved that last night, and like especially being able to sit there beside one of my friends like while he got saved and prayed right there. So that was a really special moment. And thank you again.
Amen. Edwin, you can come up. I think one great blessing I know for that Thursday evening was, I think, the reality of what prayer does, right? I know Brother Zach mentioned that, but about how, for instance, even as some of the teenagers were getting their hearts right, some of the teenagers would come to them and say, "We've been praying for you for so long," right? I can look back on that. There was people that I was praying for the last 2 or 3 years almost that got their heart right. Right, that you can just tell that, I don't know how, I don't know why, what's going on in their life, but Lord, turn their heart back to you. And to see some of that answered at camp, and to for some of these young people to see how they were praying for each other, right? Now, if we can just make sure that they're more open about that, that's what we want to pray for, that they're more open about that, about encouraging one another and in helping one another in that. So, Edwin, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Evan Castillo. I'm going to be in 12th grade this year, and I want to start by saying thank you to the church for all your support throughout the fundraisers. And I also want to thank Brother James, because I don't think I'd be in this position right now if he hadn't knocked on my door and talked to me about working on a bus route. But Mount Salem was pretty good, even though I was sick, like the end of the week, it was bad, especially the ride home. I lost my voice. And I thought I was going to be fine for teen camp, but then I got pink eye on Monday, so it was pretty bad luck. I ended up showing up on Wednesday night, and it was a blessing. I almost didn't want to go to that, but my mom told me that this is exactly what the devil wants, for you not to go. And she was right, because during the bonfire, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And so that was a blessing. I'm really glad that my mom convinced me to go for at least one full day, but it was great. And I also went to the Sword of the Lord as well with the rest of the bus route, and it was a blessing that too. There was a lot of great preachers out there. One of my favorite ones was Joe Arthur. He was really great. And also Dan Carr. He sounded like a grandma, but he definitely did not preach like a grandma. So that was great. And thank you.
Amen. It is a special blessing with Edwin there. He came to me that Thursday evening and said, I'm just tired of fighting this. Right? I know. I said, well, everything okay? He's like, I know I'm not saved. I've known that I haven't been saved, and I'm just tired of fighting. So, you know, do you want me to go through the Romans road that you already know, but do you want me to go through it? He's like, no, I know what I need to do. And it's like, maybe you're here tonight and maybe you know that you need to get saved and you know what you need to do. It's just a matter of actually doing it. And what a blessing it is to see, again, when you're willing to let that dam just break, and to see even how Edwin's excitement throughout the week, even last week at the Sword of the Lord, just to be able to, I told him that you pick out a book on the sword table and I'll let you look for one and I'll get it for you. And he took a lot of time to look for the right book. And I appreciate that. He cares about it, right? So be in prayer for Edwin. Again, he just got baptized this past Sunday, right? This past Sunday evening, continue to be in prayer for him. All right, Josiah, come on up.
Hi, my name is Josiah Versailles, and that's my dad. And my mom is over there. I don't know, I didn't say anything about her. But,
this is that one, so go ahead.
And, this was great because I was able to be a counselor at junior camp, and then I was also able to go to Mount Salem and teen camp and the Sword of the Lord conference. So it was kind of like four camps, and it was just like really cool. And teen camp, this was like my favorite year at teen camp, and like it was just really great, all the preaching and the singing that like the the Marchman Quartet did them. And, like, they did, like, I just really like the songs that they sang with. And, like, just thank y'all for, like, all the stuff y'all get, like, the money, the prayers that you give to us for Mount Salem and for all the camps. And just thank you. Bye.
Amen. Miss Becca, why don't you go ahead and come on up?
Hi, I'm Becca Chamberlain, and I had the privilege of being able to go with them. Well, not really go with them, but I met them there at Mount Salem because I was with a college singing group, and it was a blessing to see how God worked in Mount Salem because we were the visitors there, so it was really different for the kids especially, but I'm just really proud of them and them making the choice to drive 18 hours to go to a camp and just allowing God to work on their hearts and while they were there. And then we came to Camp Glory, and it was even better. It just got even better, like, starting with Mount Salem, and then to the end of Camp Glory, it was just amazing. And one of the things that I think, when I think back to camp, because it was already, like, 2 weeks ago, right, I just think mostly about how evident it was, like, it was just God working all through the week, like, so many little things. Just, for instance, I was a counselor in a cabin one, and one of my girls made the decision, I believe it was on Wednesday night, she made the decision to get rid of strongholds in her life. And so I talked to her and prayed with her about it and stuff. And she told me that one of the things she struggles with the most was worldly music. And so, you know, I prayed with her about it, and we went on our night and whatever. And then the next day we go to the tabernacle to what we thought we were going to play a game. And Brother James said, I just feel the Lord wanting me to postpone the game for now. And Brother Aaron actually gave a devotional on music, and it was the day after she had told me that was one of the things she struggled with. And that was just one of the many little things that, like, just you could see clearly how God was just the one that orchestrated all of that. But thank you to Brother James and Miss Heather for just being willing to be used of God in those areas, and it just made camp even more special. So thank you, church, for all your prayers and support, for the money that you gave and the prayers that you gave, and just thank you.
Amen. Andrea, if you want to come up. Again, one of the special things with camp, just being the camp director, is you get to see the things that other people don't get to see. And just to see the Lord work in ways like that, like that testimony as far as the music. Someone came to me as far as a suggestion. I had been praying for a message on music because I thought our young people really needed that. And it didn't feel like that's where the message, where Brother Razor was leading, but the Lord gave another opportunity. Brother Aaron had given a devotion in his cabin the night before that someone said was scriptural, right? It was convicting, and that our young people needed it. And I just asked the Lord to provide a time for that to happen, right? And I think it would have been big knocker ball time for us to compete. I said, that can wait. All right. The Lord said, that can wait. And I think many of our young people made decisions about their music. One thing that was, and maybe you need to make a decision about your music. One thing I had there during that was I had any of the counselors, any of the older people, I guess you can say, that it was a change in their music that changed their life for the Lord. I expected it was just going to be a few people to stand up, but to see pretty much every single one of the counselors stand, and to see our young people react to that, about how important that is of a decision, right, to make. And as Becca mentioned, there are many others that made that type of decision regarding their music, right? Andrea.
Good evening, church. My name is Andrea Betancourt. I will be going into 10th grade this year. I do homeschool with the Lamar curriculum. But it's such a blessing to be here standing and giving you guys a little testimony about our camps. It was such a blessing to be able to go to Mount Salem. At first, I was like, I'm not going to go because it's too far. And I was like, I don't want to be in a van with a bunch of girls that, like, I barely know. But then I was able to go and to raise the money, like, to people that helped us raise that money to go. It was such a big blessing to go to Mount Salem. It was, like, a lot of people there. It was like a big camp, a lot of hills to climb, good exercise, and I just want to thank all of you guys for helping with that, and also for our Camp Glory here at in here in Haines City. It was like 9th or 10th year going. It was really different going to Mount Salem because I was like kind of like used to coming to our camp, where it was like humid and hot and mosquitoes. Over there, it was not, and that was really good, but there was a lot of hills. But our camp, it was so good, especially how they were saying on Thursday night. It was so good seeing our youth group like finally get together and like being able to pray together. Especially like at first I saw them and I was like, I don't want to go. Like I was like nervous. I was like, I don't want to go with them to pray over nothing. And then I had like a feeling in me was like, just go. And so I went and and at first it was just like a bunch of guys. And then I was like, no, I don't want to go. This is weird. But I walked in and then they all just turned around. They're like, come on, like come pray with us. And it was so good, like being able to hear them, like their stories about what they've been through and what they're going through. And like, it's not much of a difference that what like my problems that I have. And it was just so good being able to hear them. They're a big blessing in my life. And I like want to thank my youth group too for always being there for me and for being there for everybody else, and for our Miss Heather and Brother James for being such good youth group leaders. They're so awesome, and I want to thank them for everything. And thank you guys too for praying for us. It was such a good 2 weeks of my life. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Vanessa, if you want to come up. Again, what a blessing it is just to, as you heard, just how the Lord was just bringing people to this group of to this time of revival. Just continue to be in prayer for that to continue. One thing that Brother Areza mentioned that still stuck with me, and I'm preaching in teen church about the keys to revival, rather the keys to continuing. And one thing that he said was revival is not psychological, it's theological. Right? Catch that. It's not about emotions. Right? Pretty soon the eyes will dry, right? It's theological, what God wants to do and what we're willing to let God do that makes the difference. And that's what the prayer needs to be for our young people, that it's not psychological, right? That they need to turn over a new leaf, but instead that God has convicted their heart about changing something in their life for His honor and His glory, right? Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa, and So I want to first thank God for giving me an opportunity to go and not getting me sick, because I did not want to be sick during teen camp nor Mount Salem. So I want to thank God for that. And I am really glad my sister mentioned the hills, because that thing was really big. I'll tell y'all that. And I was not ready for that. I was not ready for Mount Salem. I was not expecting any of it. And I'm glad that God was there. God, you can see God just there. God had His hand around the whole camp, and I am glad about that. And teen camp, to be honest with y'all guys, I never had a revival when I was there. I've seen a revival, but I was never there. I was just, I don't know. Anyways, I'm glad that our youth group, someone stepped up and wanted to have a revival, and that one step led to all of our youth group being there. I was sobbing. I never cried that much, but when God touches you, it's amazing. And I want to thank Ms. Vercellis and Mr. Vercellis. If you guys haven't met them yet, I recommend y'all, because when they hang out with us, they act like teenagers too, if y'all didn't know that. So I am so glad. And Ms. Vercellis, you are amazing. So thank you.
Valerie, going to come on up? Again, it's our honor and blessing to be able to. All right. When I say that we serve them, and many times we serve alongside of them, and what a blessing it is to see the Lord work in their hearts and lives. All right. But that doesn't mean I'm going to join the Betancourt choir. So, Valerie, go ahead.
My name is Valerie Betancourt. I'm going into 11th grade. I went to all three camps. I was a counselor for junior camp. I didn't even feel like a counselor. I felt like a camper. And then it was such a blessing to be a counselor for the juniors, the little kids. And then we went to Mount Salem. Mount Salem was a great place. I met a lot of great people over there. Yeah. God really worked in my heart that in that during that week. And then we came to our teen camp. Oh, before I even say anything about our teen camp, once we got to Mount Salem, we told Ms. Priscilla, we're like, no, Ms. Priscilla, we want to go back. This is not it. This is not for me. All the girls were complaining. Yeah, I'm going to call them all out. We were all complaining. We're like, we don't want to be here. This is, yeah. But then we, like, during, like, it was like Tuesday where I started getting comfortable, and then Wednesday, I was like, I don't even want to leave. I asked Mr. Vistelis, I was like, can I stay here? He's like, yeah, you can stay here. I was like, okay, it's fine with me. And then, but as you see me, I didn't even stay there. And then we had teen camp, and our camp was really great. I got to see a lot of people saved, and that was a great blessing. And then seeing some of the people I talked to get saved, and I was just like, I was so happy. I was just happy for them and everyone. And then, as I mentioned, like on Thursday, we had a revival in our youth group. It was great seeing that, because I never thought that our youth group would get that close. I was like, our youth group just, wow. And then, but then we all got together. We were like, yeah, I've heard. And then I made a decision to get rid of bitterness, because I really needed that. And then the whole week, I was like, the preachings were great and everything. It's just, I felt so empty on Thursday. I started crying. I was like, God, I didn't get anything out of it. And then that night, we had the revival. I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I needed. And it was just, it showed me how God makes you, like, wait and have patience. And I've learned to have patience that week, too. He was, like, giving me patience that whole week just for me to see the great come out of one little thing. And I just forgave some people, because I really needed to forgive some people. But yeah, thank you, church, for your prayers and everything. And thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Vercellis for everything you have done to do for our youth group and everything. And thank you.
Amen. Ms. Millie.
Hi, I'm Ms. Millie Guerra. I'm going into fifth grade again. Oh, wow, you do get nervous up here. But I just wanted to thank Pastor Carter for starting a vision many, many years ago with this camp, Pastor Parsons for continuing this vision, and Mr. and Mrs. Vercellis for creating the vision, for just preceding the vision. This camp was really special in many areas. I got to see many kids that I hold dear to my heart get saved, make many decisions for the Lord. Those kids that you see come on the van routes Sunday morning, the ones that come in the bus routes, that was me a few years back. If it weren't because somebody went door knocking or a friend invited me to church, I wouldn't be here right now. It was God used them to get me into church. So amen. God can use every single one of you to get someone else into church.
Amen.
I think for me, there were many great things about camp this year, but for me, the most special, and I think it was the most special for many of us here, was Thursday night. Just seeing how the kids, some kids that were cold-hearted during the whole camp, some of the kids that wouldn't smile at all, they looked so angry. Seeing them broken, literally broken Thursday night, seeing them love each other, be happy for each other. I heard, actually, it was Zachary Real, Thursday, I can't remember specifically who he was talking to, but he was talking to another teenager, and he said, hey, dude, if you made any decisions, tell me, and I'll tell you mine, because the Bible says that we need to be iron. We need to be that iron sharpeneth iron friend, and to see a teenager say that, you usually hear that amongst adults, but seeing a teenager hear that, it was something so special, and seeing the kids hug each other with such love and just embracing each other's testimonies and saying, hey, the decision that you made, I'll be there to back you up. And us as adults, we need to make sure that any decision that our kids told us, back them up. Because it's so hard being a teenager. I mean, it's hard being an adult, but especially a teenager, it's so hard. And if we don't back them up, how are they supposed to be successful? You know, how are they supposed to grow in the Lord if we as an adults, we can't grow? And they convicted me as an adult to change, because how can I expect the teenagers to change? How can I expect them to grow if I myself am not growing?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I myself am not changing? So yes, just thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Versalas, for giving me the opportunity to be here and just be able to be part of this. It was amazing. Thank you.
Amen. You guys want to hold on? I'm going to actually, for the purpose of making it the last one, I'm going to have Brother Isaac. He's not going to be here after today. He's part of our singing group. He had the opportunity to be with us both at Mount Salem as well as a counselor at a teen camp. And he's going to be praying for him. He's going to be when do you leave in the morning?
Tuesday
morning to go up to Tennessee. The only break that he's going to be able to have really until school starts back up. So I want to make sure he's able to share his testimony. Brother Isaac.
Well, good evening, everybody. Like you said, my name is Isaac. I'm going to be a junior next semester here at Landmark. And I really just want to say how good God has been, really, through the whole week of camp. I remember last year when I was a camp counselor there, I had never been a counselor at a camp before. You know, I'd never been in that sort of position before. So my first year at camp, I just kind of asked God, what in the world do I do? You know, how do I minister to these kids? You know, I'm not much older than they were, and God helped me with that last year. But this year, God gave me some burdens for specific people to pray for. And I remember, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, during God and I time, the Lord gave me a burden to pray for all the guys in my cabin. And I started praying for each one of them specifically. And I remember that Thursday night when, after the service was done, and I went out, we all went out, and we were going to go to the, I was going to go over to the concession stand. I remember peeking back into the tabernacle and seeing a lot of the guys at the altar. A lot of them were guys in my cabin praying and seeing them get right with the Lord. I remember going out to the testimony time at the bonfire, and what a blessing it was to hear the countless testimonies of people that made decisions, people that got saved, people that got right with the Lord. And I remember going back into the tabernacle after about an hour or two and seeing almost the entire youth group in there praying and making decisions, filling out decision cards, crying, and getting right with the Lord. And just what a blessing that was to see God do that. And wow, just to see that spirit of revival. I remember it was the last night, it was Thursday night, and all the guys were in the cabin, and we were all talking, you know. It was up late. And just as we were all about to quiet down and go to sleep, one of the other guys says, hey guys, I just got saved tonight. And everybody wakes back up and they're like, oh, you got saved. We're like, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, even in the last moments of the night, you know, God's still working. Praise the Lord for that. And just what a blessing it was. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for your prayers.
Amen.
God really moved at camp this week. And just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. God bless you.
Amen. It would be a horrible thing if we didn't have an opportunity of invitation after these testimonies just to see the Lord work. You've heard a lot of sayings about revival. There's revival here, revival there. The text verse that a lot of people go to for revival is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And the Bible says, if my people, it starts with us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's no doubt that our land needs healing. And what I mean by our land, I mean more than just America. I mean our land. I mean this land. I mean my home and your home. And I mean the land that we step our feet on every single day needs healing. And if that's going to happen, it's going to have to come from the forgiveness of our sins and hearing from heaven. But if that's going to come, we have to humble ourselves, just like many of these, I'll tell you, some of these hard-hearted teenagers, prideful teenagers, had to do that week at camp. They had to humble themselves. They had to pray, and they had to seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And if we're going to see revival in our church, yes, praise the Lord that we've started to see it in our young people, but if we're going to see it continue on, what is revival? It's just simply returning to the Lord. Maybe you're here today and you find yourself, you know, there were many decisions that were made of people rededicating their life. Maybe you need to come forward and rededicate your life to the Lord. That's revival. Maybe you need to come up to this altar and just humble yourself enough to pray for the things that are going in your own life, the sins, the personal sins in your own life that you're not willing to admit, but yet the Lord knows, and humble yourself and ask for forgiveness from God. Maybe you're a family and need to come up to this altar and do business together, humbly do business together up at this altar and ask God to do something in your land. We need revival, there's no doubt about it. And that's just simply returning to the Lord. But maybe you're here today and you don't have a Lord to return to because you've never been saved. You never trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, you can't revive what hasn't started to live. And that life begins with Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've sat through the church services just like some of our teenagers here have. And maybe you know you're not saved, but you need to. Why don't you come forward as when the invitation begins and do business with God today? Let's have all heads bowed, all eyes closed, as we can have a piano and the invitation to begin here in just a moment. Let's all stand, please. And however you see fit, the Lord work in your heart. I'll pray, but really what it comes down to is not my prayer, but your prayer at this altar. And for you to return to the Lord in however you see fit. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do love you and we thank you, Lord, again for what you've done, not only in this last few weeks, Father God, but even right now in this moment of testimony. We ask that you'd please just continue to be with the decisions that were made, Father God, but we pray for new decisions to be made, that, Lord God, you would work in each and every one of our hearts to return to you. Maybe there's something in our lives that we need to get rid of. Lord, expose it to us, that we would get rid of it. Maybe there's just an area in our life that we need to just simply trust in you a little bit more. Lord, I pray that you'd please just be with the decisions that have been made and continue to work in each and every one of our hearts during this invitation for your honor and your glory. Maybe there's someone here that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, Lord. I pray that you please convict their hearts, that they would come forward and be saved. We commit this invitation to you. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. As the invitation begins, come forward and do business with God.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender. Take me, Jesus, take me now. Divine. my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. What a blessing. Amen. It's you always like to see somebody get saved, but we didn't. I think we had some preaching tonight, didn't we? Amen. It was good. It's good to see these young folks growing in the Lord and see God working in their lives and in their hearts. And folks, that's all your hard-earned dollars right there. Amen. And all your door knocking and all your work and your participation in all that you do here at church and school and whatnot. We do thank the Dr. Porcellus and the wife there for all that they do. They've done an awesome job with the teens, and really do appreciate that. So I'm going to close in a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Father, we love you. We thank you for the day. We thank you, Father, for all these young folks, Father, and all that they've been in your service, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that you've been able to work in their hearts. And, Father, we do ask that you continue to bless and guide and direct their steps. And, Father, we thank you for the Porcelluses, Father, and all that they've done. And, Lord, we just ask that you'll continue to bless their ministry. Father, as we be dismissed tonight, we pray that you'll take us home safe and bring us back safe Wednesday night. We love you and we praise you for it. In Christ's name, amen.